And on Sunday, and then continued nice, I think, as we start Thanksgiving week. Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Middle 60s look good for both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Marengo County District Attorney Greg Griggers is recovering this morning after he was wounded in an ambush-style shooting outside of his office in Demopolis. A drug task force agent returned fire and shot and killed the alleged attacker. Alabama's infant mortality rate has dropped to a historic low, and state health officials believe they know why. Health officials say a drop in the number of teenage pregnancies and a drop in smoking contributed to the decrease in the infant mortality rate. And Montgomery City and County officials will try to convince voters to approve a property tax increase to fund Montgomery Public Schools. Mayor Todd Strange says there will be some objections, but a new school board is a step in the right direction. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer in Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. That means we're 2 minutes late for the big announcement.
Well,
they'll have to get used to it. Donald Trump was an hour late for his press conference the other day.
And we carried it live.
Yeah, we did.
So,
to the extent we could.
People are going to
be used to it. Until things went haywire.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. But just pause those phone calls, because Carolyn is also tuned in, listening. Not only is she here to shag calls, but she wanted to be here for Jack's big announcement. Everybody knows that Jack Campbell has been intimating for months now that he will be entering the mayor's race. Jack, do you have an announcement to make?
Yes. I don't know if I'm going to be entering the mayor's race.
Jack?
Well, there are a lot of things that this is going to depend on.
Now, this is not a fake announcement. This is a real announcement.
It's not a fake announcement. It started as a joke, as you know, and then y'all had T-shirts printed up, and then everybody wanted a T-shirt, and, of course, y'all didn't order the second batch.
Well,
you lied and
expensive.
Said you did, but... Well, it's not like we were giving them away.
That's
you were selling them and making a profit.
No, we were selling for what we had in them.
I know. Anyway, so, and then people started saying, you got to run. Well, I grew up here. I know Montgomery like the back of my hand. I love the city. I lived in Texas. I moved back. My dad was kind of getting in failing health, so I moved back. And after he died, I considered maybe going back to Austin, but I thought, no, this is home. I'm going to stay here. And I've often said on this show, when people say, well, you know, I'm moving to Prattville, or I'm moving to Wetumpka, you know, I say, no, we need to stand and fight. We don't need to put up with this piss poor education system we have, and all the crime that we have in Montgomery, and all the other problems that we have. But by and large, it's a great place. And I know a lot of people, and I thought about it, and then I thought, no, this is a preposterous idea. And I don't want to sound like your typical politician said, well, there was a groundswell of support. People called me. No, but I got a lot of people expressing interest. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm not. I'm going to wait and see who's running. Right now, from what I am hearing about the candidates, there is no one out there that I'm passionate about. I know one person I'm not passionate about, and that's Stephen Reed. And it has nothing to do with skin color. It's just I don't think that, and based on what I've heard about him, he's never here. He's always at some out-of-state conference. And we've had some election problems. Nothing major, but we've had some. I just don't know that I want to turn this city over to somebody like Stephen Reed. And I would say right now he's a hands-on favorite of at least a lot of people in the black community, and there are plenty of white people who like him, too. This is not about race. This is about competence. And, you know, if I feel like I don't want people calling me at 10 o'clock at night saying, well, they didn't pick up my garbage, if I'm not willing to put up with that, then I shouldn't run. So I really have to think about it, and I want to see who else is out there. There are other people. I don't know that anybody has made a formal announcement. Have you heard?
I've not heard anybody make a formal announcement, but a lot of people have. A lot of people have told those around them, I'm 100% in. Like David Woods, like Stephen Reed, and other people.
Yeah, those two, I think we know. We hear.
I'm gonna break in on your live thing. They're just a wave to everybody.
Oh, okay,
back
you're.
To you.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of names mentioned, but nobody. I had lunch with Archer Davis about 2 months ago, and he's all in, and
he doesn't do it for you.
No,
he doesn't do it for me.
I like Archer a lot, but I think he's too idealistic. I mean, he showed me some numbers and stuff, but I'm just, you can interpret a poll any way you want to. I hadn't polled anything. Maybe you'll do me a poll.
I'll do you a poll. I'll be happy to do one for
you. I'll pay for it, of course.
Well, we'll get that out. But, I mean, look, you got to make a decision. So, basically, the sum of the announcement, if I had to summarize it, you've not ruled it out. It started as a joke.
It started as a joke, and, you know, we all laughed about it. And then people said, well, you know, you could win. Baron, you've been one of those.
But well, here's my
Baron
thought.
Baron says I get in a runoff.
You get in a runoff, you're going to win. Especially if you're in a runoff with Stephen Reed, you win. And I don't. As many people are talking about running, you could be in a runoff with 18%, 20%.
Yeah.
And you can get to 20%. And so why would you not run?
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the shadow mayor.
Anyway.
And I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you've often said that, but anyway.
Anyway, I think it's interesting. Carolyn, you want to weigh in?
I think it could be
win.
Do what?
I think Jack could win.
I think he could, too.
I think he'd be a good mayor.
I think he would be an excellent mayor. And we joke about the shadow mayor and the vice mayor and all that, but it's a serious job, and he's a serious person, and I think he could do a good job. I am going to say goodbye to the folks on Facebook Live. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening.
This was not a fake announcement. I saw you, Mom. I saw you said that. It's not a fake announcement. It's an announcement. He's announcing that he's going to
I'm going to put a hard deadline on this. I'm going to say for sure by December the 15th.
No. By February 1st. A lot of people aren't going to come in until after the first of the year.
You think so? They'll wait till after January?
Yeah. And you'll the big boys will wait till after January.
Because the election is next August, but if you're going to run in earnest, you're going to have to raise a bunch of money.
It's going
to
cost $500,600,000.
That's a lot of money.
People are going to have to be willing to pony up. If you think you would be willing to pony up, by the way, you feel free to comment on the Facebook page, and we'll get a fundraiser in touch with you shortly.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, it'll cost $500,000 or $600,000.
And it's not like I'm saying, oh, I want everybody to call me and encourage me. I don't, you know.
Everybody to call Jack and encourage him.
Thanks, Baron. I've gotten several texts.
See?
While I've been sitting here, but
you should see the comments. They're all saying, "Run, Jack, run."
Well, that's nice, and I appreciate that.
So,
but
I think it's a real announcement. And I'm telling you right now, I've not heard anybody who's talking about running who's going to satisfy your requirement that somebody better than you get in the race.
Yeah, listen, I like David Woods a lot. I've known David. You know, he ran for Congress, and I worked for one of his opponents back in 2008. He's a good guy. He's got a good heart. He loves Montgomery. I don't think anybody who's run, I think everybody who's running loves Montgomery, you know, or they wouldn't do it. Now, some people have other motives for running, but my motive wouldn't be about money, because you don't make that much money, as Todd pointed out, considering all the time you have to put in and all that. But it would be kind
of... You're going to know the location of every city-owned ditch in the city, Jack Campbell.
Yes, sir. From Three Mile Branch to Janetta Ditch.
I'll tell you what, there's nobody more qualified on a sheer map knowledge basis than Jack Quest.
Well...
Nobody in the. All right, so I'm gonna get rid of the Facebook Live. We're gonna go to a break. When we get back, we'll take your phone calls. If you want to weigh in on it, 272-9228. 272-9228. If you want to call Jack and tell him to run, 272-9228. That'll do it. In the meantime,
adios and thanks for tuning in.
Adios. We'll be back.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Life is a balancing act. But when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home. If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales. But we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6. So you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia. We've got signs. We've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, We've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas Open House December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6, with light refreshments served from 12 until 4, and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Biggest thing we got to figure out, Campbell.
What's that, Baron?
What's your walk-up music going to be?
Stand By Me.
Oh, Jack. I like that. But you rescued every appearance, we got to play the song, you know, and as you're walking off the stage, not a lot of stages in America.
Yeah, I don't think walking up to a Queen song would be very... would get me a lot of votes.
Well, Fat Bottom Girls might.
It might.
Certainly be fine around here. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. You can walk up to Tennessee Whiskey.
I could.
I love this song. All right, we'll head to the phones, 272-9228. I want to tell everybody about our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Dynamite special this week. Caramelized onions, mushrooms, Italian sausage, and a nice, rich, winter-worthy cream sauce over bowtie pasta. Rounded out with a dollop of...
Ricotta
cheese and some parsley. That's a real dish, my friends. A real, real dish. Kind of tastes like a mushroom soup poured over the bow tie pasta, really.
I mean, God, I love mushroom soup.
I know, but imagine a really thick version of that. Not a lot of it, you know, not like your pasta's swimming in it or anything, but it's got that texture and consistency and taste to it. It's a really, really dynamite dish. You can pair that with a salad. You can pair that quality dish with a salad for $9.
And a salad they don't have over there is a... Bartlett pear with mayonnaise and shredded cheese on it.
No, that's gross.
That's old lady kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do real salads at Midtown.
They got great dressing over there. They make their own dressing. It's outstanding. That champagne dressing and their ranch, God, they're good.
Yeah.
So is.
But it's a dynamite place. They got two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. You can go over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen anytime you want.
Yep. It's right near my house.
Award-winning pies.
And Daphne told me about it.
Daphne would actually come to your house from there. She walked right over there.
Yeah.
John DeVoe.
Hey, Baron. Hey, Jack.
Hey, John.
I think it's an interesting proposition, an interesting idea. You know, there's been a lot of talk about when will Montgomery have its first African-American mayor, and two of the names that I've heard come forward is Arthur Davis and probate judge Stephen Reed. But the idea of Montgomery having its first woman mayor and its first gay mayor, openly gay mayor, definitely is a very interesting idea, and would definitely help to bring us, hopefully, into the 21st century as a city when it comes to those types of issues. And anybody being able, you know, to hold the position as long as they're, you know, qualified and prepared to serve in that capacity and want to serve in that capacity and can get elected.
What is the number one thing you're looking for in a mayor? What does John DeVoe want to see in a mayor? You've run for this office sort of almost once.
One of the things that I think is important is in a lot of cities, in some cities where they've legalized recreational marijuana, they did it by a city ordinance.
Well, they don't legalize it. They don't legalize it. They just say we're not going to enforce the law.
Right.
And so I think that it's definitely an issue that has to be at the top of the list in this city.
That's the top of the list. All the things going on in Montgomery, and you want to sit around
and get that high. It's one of those things. No, because I believe that marijuana is one of the largest employers, underground illegal marijuana sales is one of the largest employers in this state. And it's time for it to receive the respect that it deserves as an employer right on up there with Hyundai and the state of Alabama and Maxwell County Air Force Base and everybody else that employs people in this
state. Well, look at the state.
Marijuana use in Alabama is very prevalent.
Well, look at the places that they've legalized it. They're making hand over fist money tax revenues. Seriously, if somebody gets pulled over and there's a strong odor of pot, you know, and people always get busted, that's ridiculous to me. Now, if you're impaired, yes, but, you know.
Well, you know that strong odor of pot doesn't really exist. You know that.
But, see, you know, I think that we're so far behind the times. We're so far behind the times on that issue in our state that we're still thinking of marijuana
Let me say this. A lot of people, when they look at all the things going on in Montgomery, and I asked that question sort of as a setup. I knew that'd be your answer. I either that or legalized prostitution. Those are the only two issues I've ever heard you raise. A lot of people, though, when they think of all the things going on in Montgomery that a mayor could address and could assist, education, crime, number of police on the streets, repaving the roads, dealing with litter, trying to change the perception of Montgomery in a lot of ways, you know, whether or not the cops pull you over for a joint is way down the list people. And that's why John was not a serious candidate for mayor, not a serious caller. Our number 272-9228, Randall.
Barron said that. I didn't, John. let me say this. You're right about all the other stuff we have to address. And I think Todd told us on this show his biggest regret in his tenure as mayor is that he did not get involved in education until the last couple of years. But I think overall Todd really cares about the image of the city. And in that regard, I think he's been a great mayor.
He has done a good job on that stuff.
You know, he really cares about how we're perceived outside of the city limits. And I think that's very important.
Randall.
Yeah, I have to say that he does care. But have y'all, and I will back you up, man. I've been listening from the jump. And this ain't the first time it's jokingly been, you know, about the mayor thing. And I don't know who made that picture for you, Jack, but it's when you first, the first time it came around, it said, it's for the kids. Do you remember that when that came up?
Yeah,
nobody
I do
got
remember
you a
that.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Nobody got you a shirt, but somebody made you a picture. Somebody you run up a mayor.
I think Sam Marsal made that, if I'm not mistaken.
And I want to say, if you ever thought about Man, could you actually be Pipe Rose mayor and y'all at the same time? Is that possible? I mean, like, y'all all have, like, a mayor, like, and
no,
get, and
because
get a
I will be United States Senator, and you can't serve in two public offices at the same
time.
Well,
you could be that Senate seat's not coming up for two more years.
Right, but Pike Road just voted.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Did they vote Gordon back in?
Oh, yeah. Gordon's Gordon's popular now. No, I think that I think the Pike Road race will come back up in August 2020. The primary for I'm going to run for him simultaneously because the primary for the Senate will be in March in 2020.
Can you do that legally?
Yeah, because they're on different ballots. But it would confuse the
folks. Old Linden Law.
You know what I could do is I'll just have a sign that just says Barron. It won't have like a race at the bottom. Because it could be, you could be voting for me for mayor of Pike Road. You could be voting for United States Senator. I don't want to put a.
But somebody's got to pay for those signs, and you have to segregate federal expenditure.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I'll name them both the same and give them the same address.
Or split the.
Friends of Baron Coleman, and then just have the same P.O. box.
Yeah.
Brentwood, Tennessee. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get
in. We know about that.
272-9228.
He's blowing our cover, Baron.
No, there's no cover to blow. I thought that was hilarious.
You tickled yourself.
Well, you get accused of something long enough and you just joke about it.
Right.
This is not the right walk-up music. I'm trying out walk-up music.
Okay.
This is not. It's too slow. They don't want people falling asleep at a rally. We're going to have big rallies. We'll sell out Five Guys. We'll have every seat taken.
How about Shower the People?
We'll try that next.
Okay.
We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of very nice days ahead, not just this weekend, but into Thanksgiving week as well, with sunshine today and a nice recovery after that cold start. High temperature up to about 58. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by morning, 36. Tomorrow, start of a nearly perfect November weekend. Sunshine, mid-60s tomorrow. How about low 40s on Saturday night? Upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday, and then continued nice, I think, as we start Thanksgiving week. Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Middle 60s look good for both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
After 11 o'clock, my friends over at ASE Credit Union are going to help you get into the car of your dreams. New car, used car, doesn't matter. They can help you finance that bad boy. They got great rates. I mean, great, great rates. Better rates than if you just go to the... A lot of people just go to the dealership and they say, whatever. Listen, you can do that. Go get pre-approved before you go car shopping. Go to ASC Credit Union, stop in, get an absolutely free checking account while you're in there. But go by ASC Credit Union and open up a membership and then get pre-approved for a new or used car. Then you know, A, exactly what your payment's going to be, exactly how much money you can spend. And when you walk into shop, you're shopping like a cash buyer. You don't have to, you know, worry about getting screwed and all those things that sometimes happen. So get by ASC Credit Union and get the opportunity. That's an advantage. Plus, they got 9 local branches around here, 5,000 co-op locations, plenty of places to use an ATM, withdraw some money while you're on the road. You know, look, if you're traveling to Vegas, or you're traveling to New York, or you're traveling to L.A., or you're traveling to Chicago, or you're going to Detroit.
Or Austin, Texas.
Ostentatious. You can, while you're there, I promise you, you're going to find an ASC Credit Union co-op partner while you're there. You can withdraw money. You can make a deposit. There's lots of stuff you can do. Lots of stuff you can do. They're in big cities and small cities, too. Say you're just going to, like, Jackson, Tennessee, or Chattanooga, or Greenville, South Carolina. Or you're just going to, like, an even smaller town, like Pineapple, Alabama. I bet there's probably not one in Pineapple, but there'll be one close. There'll be one on the way. If you got a travel on your mind, listen, go buy this. No excuse not to use ASC Credit Union. No excuse whatsoever. ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lenders. Our number 272922.
Barron, have you ever been to Pineapple?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Why? It's not a bad town. Nothing wrong with it.
It's a pretty old town.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if there's like something I didn't see, like a world famous ball of yarn or something.
There's some pretty houses over there.
It's a nice place. I didn't say it wasn't.
You know where Roland Cooper State Park is?
No, I don't have a clue. Actually, the only time I went to Pineapple, I actually just drove through Pineapple. Believe it or not. I had to go somewhere and it took me through Pineapple.
Like Camden or somewhere like
Butler,
that.
I think.
Butler, Alabama, yeah. Down in Choctaw County?
Yeah.
We know people from Butler.
I do.
Lori Lindsay.
Yeah. But Butler, Alabama, and her brother Patrick.
Patrick Lindsay. Good people.
On the way to Butler, Alabama is the first time I ever drove down a 4-lane dirt road. I'd never done that before. And I got up there, and my little map told me to turn right, and I was like, well, that's a dirt road. And I got up on it, and it was a 4-lane divided highway dirt road. And I was driving down it. And that's how you get to Butler. And the other thing I noticed is I went to the court. I had to go to court. I went to the courthouse in Butler, and I walked up, and I opened the door, and there was no security guard. There was no metal detector, nothing. So I thought I must be at the wrong door. So I closed the door and walked around to the other side of the courthouse, opened the door, same thing.
And so I walked in. I asked the lady, I was like, well, how do you get in? Like, where's the front door? Where's the security? She's like, what? I was like, security, like, where's the sheriff that wands you down and makes, you know, make... She said, honey, just come on in. Okay. I didn't realize that. Apparently, they don't have crime in Choctaw County. If they do, it's very...
Well, if you break the law, they kill you.
That has happened.
People just don't break the law.
Yeah, you get scared. Who's your daddy?
Hey, good afternoon.
Nate.
Good Lord, Nate.
Where have you been? You came back from the dead.
Yeah, where have you been?
I've been in Atlanta this whole time.
Nate was like a bad case of the herpes for a while. I couldn't get rid of him, and then now he's back.
I saw where the handsome one is considering running for mayor on Facebook here.
You started Handsome Jack, didn't you?
Yes,
I did.
That is so
wonderful. That day that I sat in for you.
Yeah. You started Handsome
Jack. And he was completely embarrassed by it.
Well, let me just say this.
20 times.
It never stuck because it isn't true. So, do you ever get over here?
I think I'm going to go sit with Terry next weekend on Saturday.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
Got a 5-hour show on Saturday.
Cool. So a 5-hour show on Saturday?
How do you do a 5-hour show?
Next Saturday, not this Saturday.
Oh, because Jay's not going to be here?
I guess so.
Yeah, that makes sense. 5 hours, man.
But
I would love to do a 5-hour show. Carolyn, Jack, are you guys in?
Anyone?
5 hours every day?
No, we couldn't even do election night, so I have no faith in you.
I don't want to do a 5-hour p.m. show. Like a 5-hour morning show.
No.
5-hour mid-afternoon. Oh, go ahead.
Jack, have you been in contact with David Mowery yet?
I would not hire David Mowery.
Teasing. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Jeez.
Ouch.
You let him sit in for you.
I know.
Oh, he's been on CNN. He's quite popular.
Oh, I know. David is he has a great reputation.
He just won a congressional race over in Georgia.
And you'll always be the most fantastically dressed person in the room.
You know,
David will make sure that.
Frankly, if for no other reason, we'll let you borrow some of his shark pants.
Let me tell you something. I could not get away with what he gets away with.
Why?
Wardrobe wise.
Why?
Because it fits him. It wouldn't fit me.
Well, it's too big, too tall. Oh, you mean the
it's
look?
It's outrageous. I don't want to call attention to myself. I mean, this guy's 6'9". You know,
I guess you figure if you're 6'8", 6'9", and you wear bright red pants and a blue and white striped blazer, that people are going to notice you anyway. So you might as well wear something wild. I wear the same thing every day. I wear the same thing every single day. I wear boots, jeans, and a button down shirt that has some blue in it somewhere. Like today, I have a purple, white, and blue button down shirt on. Every day, it's the same thing.
Well, handsome one, if you do run, let me know. I will come down and I will campaign with you. I will come down and support you and put in 18 hours a day to help you get elected.
Well, I appreciate that, Nate.
Nate, I didn't even know you were still around.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
I was starting to worry. I'd asked two people what happened to Nate in the last couple of weeks, and neither of them had an answer.
Well, one of them
I'm on your Facebook.
One of them said,
I mean, I know you have 2,000 followers, but I'm on your Facebook. You could always reach out.
Nate.
Oh, that's true, Barry.
I hadn't thought of that. I need to do that. I hadn't considered it.
We need to go have a tenderloin sandwich next time you're in town.
I was just thinking the same.
Oh, guess where I saw a tenderloin sandwich, Nate? I saw one as far south as Nashville, Tennessee. They're migrating.
That's pretty impressive.
I know, they're migrating. They'll be here in no time. They're like fire ants. They just every like 5 miles every year.
Well, they're going to take over. You know when you have an invasive breed or species.
Let me say something.
Taking over all the other.
In all seriousness, if Southern people, there's no excuse why we don't have a tenderloin sandwich restaurant in town, or some restaurant that does stuff doesn't have like Chris's Hot Dogs should open up, should have a tenderloin sandwich option. There's no excuse not to. If you have a deep fryer, everybody loves the taste of pork. It's the greatest taste ever. Everybody likes fried breaded food. Put it together, throw it on a bun, eat it. It's delicious. It's the most wonderful food. I don't know why people don't have it.
Yeah, it's delicious. All right, well, y'all take care, and I will be in touch soon.
Thanks for the call, Nate.
All right, bye.
I like old Nate.
I do, too.
You got to get Mowery to hire. You got to hire Mowery.
He knows how to win a city election.
I'm telling you what, he's won this mayor's election like 3 times in a row.
I know.
We're going to leverage that in his wardrobe. I'm just saying. You know who else just won an election? I'm not gonna say any names, but I am gonna play her walk-up music. just won an election. You know who I'm talking about? She's on the phone.
Oh.
The lady in red.
Yeah, she did win an election. She won big.
Madam Governor?
Hi, this is K.I.
Just won a big election, Madam Governor.
Congratulations.
Oh, sugar, the Queen of Camden is on the throne again.
Well, don't get stuck like Nancy Worley.
Oh, no, sugar, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that. And, Jackie, I am so happy that you are still considering this run for mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
Thanks, Governor. I appreciate that.
And I would just like to put this on the record. You do have my full support and endorsement as the next mayor of the great city of Montgomery. Because you know, Jackie, you and I, us types, we have to stick together.
Oh, what? Us drinkers?
No, Republicans.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Speaking of which, did y'all see that Wilcox County ass whooping I put on young Walter in that race?
That was a 20-point win, Madam Governor. A very impressive whipping indeed.
Oh, yes, sugar. And Jackie, I heard the rumblings this morning about maybe someone running a whisper campaign against you. You know, they ran a whisper campaign against me in this last election.
What were they whispering?
Oh, sugar, it caused quite the stink. There was word that I was being entertained in the president's box up at the Auburn, Alabama game last year, sugar.
No.
It just smelt to high heavens, according to them.
No. Tell me that's not true.
Well, that's what they were saying, sugar.
That's
but
terrible.
I just wanted to also advise you, you know, what is that? What's the little guy? He looks like the Courage from DCU. He writes in this blog somewhere, Joshua Moon.
Oh, Joshua. Yes, ma'am.
Y'all like know young DCU. Joshua.
Yes, we do know him.
All right, go ahead.
Now, you know, he gave me down the road about not debating in the election.
Right. And I read that.
Well, I was given advice to lay low during the election. And, well, that was my little fireman told me that. But then my campaign manager said I should not debate. And it's because I had a dream. Would you like to hear about my dream, sugar?
Sure.
Well, I had a dream. I was on the stage at a debate, and I was asked the question, now, Granny, do you wear a G-string or do you wear granny panties?
Nobody asked you that.
Well, my answer was, well, depends. Yeah. See, that's something. That's some of that self-defecating humor.
Yes,
that encouraged me to.
Yes, we know you have that, Governor.
All right, sugar.
Hey.
Now, I'm at the after. Oh, excuse me. Young Baron, do you have a question?
Well, I just want to tell you, Shaka Smart's no longer at VCU. He's at Texas now.
Oh, well, granted, I don't keep up with basketball that
but
much.
But he does look. He does look remarkably like Josh Moon.
Yes, he does, sugar. Now, did John DeVoe preposition you earlier, Jackie?
I don't think so. I think John DeVoe is involved, if you know what I mean.
Okay, sugar. Well, anyhow, I do enjoy this show, and you have my full backing, sugar, and I will do whatever is in the power of the governor of the great state of Alabama to support you in this great city, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Governor. That means a
now,
lot.
When you get off, you can come to the after party. We are still at headquarters down here at Max Tavern, and we are drinking champagne.
Oh, did Max Tavern install a hot tub?
Oh, hold on just a second, sugar. That's the champagne of beers.
Oh,
give me another Miller, sugar.
Where's your passport? Governor, do you still have your passport?
Sugar, that went down the wrong hole. Hold on, let me try that again. Woo! Got the gratis! Next round, boom, boom, boys! I got to go.
I know you
I'm very busy. Very busy.
All right.
Y'all have a good day.
Go sign some more proclamations, Governor.
Oh, yeah, I'm proclaiming everything these days. Wild turkey is the new bird of the state of Alabama.
I'm going to hold the heirloom jeweler spot until after the break.
Yeah, I don't think you can take it seriously right now.
We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. You menthol cigarette lovers may be about to lose your menthols. The FDA is about to move forward with a ban on menthol cigarettes.
Why is that?
They're bad for you.
Oh, really? And regular ones aren't?
Well, apparently they're worse. But anyway.
Is Salem a menthol cigarette?
Salem, menthol, cool. Salem, cool.
Newport.
Oh. Oh, let me tell you. They're going to say it's racist.
I know.
They're going to say it's racist. I'm telling you. But a lot of white people smoke menthols, too. Uh-huh. I never could stomach a menthol cigarette.
I don't like cigarettes at all, period.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I told you I was going to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers when we got back from the break, and I am going to do that because right now I have a very important announcement. I want everybody to turn down your radio, but then you won't hear the announcement. Turn up your radio. Turn down the noise around you. Push in on your earbuds. Listen very carefully. Heirloom Jewelers is offering News and Views listeners a 10% discount for the holiday season. A 10% discount. So if you walk in and you've been eyeballing that $5,000 ring, guess what? You say $500 right off the top. Boom. $500. 10% discount on everything in the store. Now, don't go in there and think you're going to find like a $25 pair of earrings. That doesn't work that way. That's not what they have. They don't have anything. And, you know, they don't carry cheap. They carry nice stuff. But get by Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to absolutely love the selection. It's incredible. The selection is absolutely incredible. You can go in there, check out everything. They have 10% discount, News and Views listeners. But, bam, bam, bam. How are we going to know? How are they going to know I'm a News and Views listener? You just tell them. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. And then, boom, 10% off, just like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to mention that several times, so if you hear me mentioning that. But get by there. You can take your jewelry. They can buy your jewelry off of you with the trade-up, with the discount, with everything else. You're basically getting something for nothing. I mean, it's really, really a great deal going on right now. At Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the old Bruno's, right across from the old Sonic right there, where the Do-Re-Mi karaoke is, right across the street, right across Vaughn Road from that.
And all those Asian restaurants that are really good.
They are really good. Really, really good stuff. That V and Pho is dynamite.
Get the
S3. It's a beef stew. It's dynamite. It's dynamite. And they have great fried rice, too. Can you tell I'm hungry?
Yeah.
get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Our number, 272-9228. Master Thespian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Master Thespian. Have you ever thought about teaming up with Eddie Bader?
No, but, okay. You know, might try it and see, you know.
Yeah, well.
You never know.
That would make a great team.
Well,
one of those first name, last name Hollywood deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Dern. It'd either be Eddie Thespian or Master. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, moving along, I just caught up to you there. The production of Sound of Music at ASF actually opened last night. They're running this weekend. They're running next week. I do not think they have a show on Thanksgiving, but I know they've got a show the day after Thanksgiving. And they're running all the way up to, I think, either the 22nd or 23rd of December.
You got any reviews so far?
I have not been to see it. I haven't talked to anybody that's seen it. I'm assuming, given the quality of productions they do, that it's going to be wonderful.
That's good.
I have never once, in all my years in Montgomery, and I've been here off and on now for, 18, 19 years, and all my years in Montgomery, I have not heard one negative comment about ASF.
Oh, yeah. It's dynamite.
I've not heard one person, and I'm talking 18 years, not one time have I heard someone say, I didn't like the show. I thought the quality was, not once.
They've got a new artistic director and a new managing director in, and both those guys are great, and they're doing good work, so. You should go out and check it. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me that.
I think, Jack, it sounds like you're in the feasibility phase, trying to see how many votes you can get. So what you guys need to do is come up with another batch of T-shirts that say, Jack Campbell for mayor. Well, heck, I'd vote for him.
Why not?
Or well, damn.
Hey, yeah. Or, you could follow that up with, better than nothing, Jack Campbell for mayor. Or,
because nobody better's running. Worst option.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can really go with this. The best Jack, of the worst.
Well, I don't want to go that far. But, Jack has been grew up in this town. He loves this town. And I think that's a good prerequisite for mayor, somebody that really cares about this place and wants it to do well.
I think right now at this point in Montgomery's history, now more than ever, is that the most important requirement. I think
Amen.
So.
Amen. Yeah. So anyway, my vote's for you, Jack.
Thank you.
Run,
I appreciate
baby,
it. I appreciate that.
Anybody else going to be voting for Jack? Just kidding.
That's pretty funny.
Hi,
Why
Jack.
Why are you leaving? Why are you putting your coat on?
Did you kick Carolyn out?
No.
Did you grab her by the hair and pull her to the ground?
No, she got up on her own accord.
Oh, okay.
Of her own free will and volition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, Joey. How you doing?
Are you going to run for mayor?
I'm considering it.
If you run for mayor, I will get out of my hermit hole and I will vote for you.
You're serious? You're going to actually cast a vote?
Yeah.
That is big deal.
You know why he wants me off the radio? he wants to take my place right here.
And he knows I'm going
to
be the shadow mayor.
From 9 to noon.
So
yeah.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah,
Joey's making his own show in the middle of the day.
Right.
You, sir, are vindictive and mean.
That is shameless.
I like those qualities in a person.
I do, too.
No, but really, I would. I'd vote for you.
Well, thanks, Joey. Yeah.
That's almost as good as Facebook protesting their own event and then having the ADL declare it anti-Semitic. Did you see that in the New York Times?
No.
Oh, yeah. They testified in front of Congress, Zuckerberg and Sandberg, and they had this group come in with these anti-Semitic signs, and then they had the ADL come out and say that these protests are anti-Semitic in nature because of Sandberg and Zuckerberg are both Jewish. And it turns out they were the ones who paid the protesters in the first place.
Wow. Did you see the one the New York Times put out where it was a drunk guy at a Fiddler on the Roof production? And at intermission, he started yelling out, Heil Hitler, Heil Trump.
What?
And he said he did it, though. The way the New York Times wrote it up, you'd think, oh, it's some Nazi Trump supporter. But he said to the police, the ending scenes before intermission triggered me, and it reminded me how much I hated Trump. So this anti-Semitic statement was made by a guy claiming not to be anti-Semitic and hating Trump. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
It is so weird.
When you're confused and you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is get on the phone, 356-1502, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency and say, listen, I don't know what to do. I think I have good insurance for my employees, but I don't know, and I love these guys, and I want to take care of them, and I want to get the best bang for my buck, and I want to make sure they have the best coverage available. Health insurance, life insurance, disability, and more. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Don't be like the guy in the theater and get all confused and start yelling anti-Semitic tropes. Don't do that. Don't do that. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Much better thing to do. 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. And Jack Campbell, do I have a big announcement for Cornerstone MGA coming in January?
I know what it is, but
it's
I can't say.
Huge. A huge announcement. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. If you have employees, you need to have managing Cornerstone MGA. 356-1502, amigos. Guys, we got to get out of here. Make way for the Dan Moore Show. With Joey Clark. Don't forget this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends.